Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
With abuse of prescription drugs at a crisis level, it's irresponsible to grant unsupervised prescription authority to advanced practice nurses, a class of providers who can get their degrees entirely online. We need doctors leading healthcare teams. Let your legislators know that for your family, you want higher standards. The legislature should not grant privileges through legislation that were not earned through education. Call your legislators today and tell them doctors should lead healthcare teams. Go to degreesofcare.com to take action. That's degreesofcare.com.
Want to grow hemp in 2019? Herb's Hemp Farm wants to help you succeed. They're Oklahoma's oldest and largest family-owned wholesale greenhouse, and they were one of the first hemp producers in Oklahoma when state law established the pilot program. Now, hemp is federally legal because of the 2018 farm law, and Herb's Herbs can provide you quality plants to help you start your first hemp crop. They're taking orders for 2019 production now. Learn more by emailing info@herbsherbs.com or go to their website, www.herbsherbs.com. Lots of things going on in the world of agriculture at the tail end of the week, including word from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Food and Drug Administration that they will be jointly overseeing the regulation of cell-cultured protein foods. Zippy Duval, president of the American Farm Bureau, calls it a win for America's farmers and ranchers. Senior Vice President for Governmental Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall, talked with us yesterday afternoon about the announcement of the MOU. Says it's a great deal for farmers, ranchers, but also for consumers, and says that this is a deal that was actually brokered by the White House. So word that the Food and Drug Administration commissioner leaving at the end of this month won't negatively impact this deal at all.
Well, the MOU has been signed, so a new commissioner coming in is going to have a hard time backing out of that. And another reason why he's going to have a hard time backing out of that is because, again, this is a decision that was ultimately made at the White House, and FDA and USDA were a part of it, but the White House made the decision, and so far that decision has not been one they've wanted to back up on. So I do not believe that the change in commissioner is going to impact this MOU moving forward.
Cattle industry lobbyist Colin Woodall. China making its first significant purchase of U.S. sorghum in a year. A sale of 2.6 million bushels reported by USDA's export sales report for the latest reporting week. According to Dan Atkinson, sorghum farmer from Stockton, Kansas, who's the National Sorghum Producers Chairman, says this vessel purchase is great news for U.S. sorghum. We're thrilled to see it on the books going into the 2019 planting season. 80% of beef producers nationally say the beef checkoff program is helping drive demand for beef. That's one of the major findings from the recent producer attitude survey commissioned by the checkoff. Among the key findings, as we mentioned, 80% of producers saying the beef checkoff drives demand for beef, 72% saying they approve of the beef checkoff, 68% say the beef checkoff leads to greater profitability in their own operations. Dr. Kim Anderson says a lack of export demand weighing down the wheat market. Dr. Anderson saying producers can forward contract their wheat right now in the Southern Plains for about $4.32 a bushel compared to last year at this time when they could have gotten closer to $5 and a nickel. Basis levels suggest that the domestic market actually wants wheat. Future prices are making the case for weak export demand, thus the lower cash prices compared to a year ago. USDA will have reports this morning and this afternoon. Supply-demand numbers will be out at 11 a.m. Central Time this morning, along with the monthly WASDE. This afternoon, February cattle on feed report will be issued at 2 p.m. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the 20th annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March 9th at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at 12:30 and will feature 120 home-raised service-age bulls. These are fall 2017 to spring 2018 bulls selling with genomically enhanced EPDs for increased reliability. For more information and sale book, go to www.pollardfarms.com or www.mcsauction.com or call the ranch at 580-758-1464.
And that's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.